Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ball is snapped, placed, kicked, and it is... No good! No good! It is no good, and the Eagles win!
He missed it!
It is no good!
I told you, the mulligan, you're comfortable. You swing that club and you hit that mulligan with no problem.
He missed it! And the Eagles are heading to New Orleans!
They are headed to New Orleans.
And who knows where Cody Parkey is headed next season.
That was years ago. People remember. It was a game against the Chicago Bears. Poor Cody Parkey, who's actually a pretty good guy. But that was pretty sad, that situation, as it has been since called the double doink. That's what it's the name of it now. It was 2019. It wasn't that long ago. January 6th, 2019. Cody Parkey misses the field goal. And Cody Parkey did go a few places after Chicago. It's amazing. He had some good moments with the Eagles, but we don't have to dwell on that. But that was January 6th of 2019. Today's the 8th, so it's right around that time. There's some other things that happened around this date that we'll take a look at today. But today is supposed to be a really exciting day for Eagles fans. It's Eagles and the Cowboys. But it's not when you see by probably mid first quarter, you won't see the Eagles and the Cowboys that you know. You'll see Eagles and Cowboys in Eagles and Cowboys uniforms. Now, it's still the Eagles and the Cowboys. It's still a football game for people that go there. It's going to be a little cold tonight. I'm going to be a little cold. I'll deal with it. But I'm trying to figure out, and everybody this week in Eagles-Cowboys week is trying to figure out what this game means to you, the fans. It's not the same. Listen to Cowboys fans. The good thing about the Cowboys right now is they're doing what they do every year. They go into free fall when they get close to the playoffs because the organization is a bunch of chokes, a bunch of mismanaged, miscoached. When's the last time they had a good coach, a good head coach? See, and that's the things we can look at. There's no pressure on Mike McCarthy, who might be one of the five worst coaches in the NFL. And it is so great that the Cowboys hired him as a coach and only in his first year. Think about how lucky the Eagles are. They got the Cowboys with Mike McCarthy as their head coach. Then in the division, they got the New York Giants with that Belichick fraud wannabe, Joe Judge, as their coach. And it looks like it's pretty certain that he's back next year. They'll only have him for one more year. But how lucky are the Eagles? But more so than anything else, you worry about the Cowboys. And they got such a dope and a loser as a head coach who's absolutely clueless. He looks like a deer in the headlights on the sidelines. But how can you make a mistake in a game that really doesn't mean anything to either team. I don't know what you're looking for, and what really do fans want out of this game. As far as the starters playing or not playing, Kelsey's going to start. And he's going to start out of respect, and it's really out of respect for Jason Kelce, to continue his consecutive game streak going, which will be 122 tonight. And that's good, but if he plays, do the other guys on the offensive line play just so they can be with him for this moment and you play one series? The more I think about it, I don't think the quarterback will play. I don't think Hurts will play. It'll be Gardner Minshew that will play, and that's okay if you're not going to play him that much. But you got to play some people. The Eagles have not activated any of the other guys that were put on the COVID list, which are starters. Now the COVID list is like, once you go on, you can come off tomorrow, basically, the way it's kind of set up in the NFL. You'll never miss a game because you always get tested the day after the game, and you could always come back 5 days later, which gets you back for the next game. So the NFL doesn't treat COVID seriously enough, but whatever the case, Kelce was on the COVID list. He came back. He was activated in, I guess it was 4 days. He was tested on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He was activated yesterday. But if you count the day he was tested, so that would be the fifth day. But you don't have to get tested again. But it doesn't matter. The NFL wants to play their games. The NFL wants to play, you know, their playoffs. The NFL wants to have all their players in there. And it wouldn't shock me that teams start putting guys on the COVID list. And they've put guys on the COVID list just to get them back for the game because then they don't have to be tested again. But that's not what I really want to get into today. It's just, what does this game mean? What does this game mean? Eagles, Cowboys. It's nice to root against the Cowboys. And it's nice to see them fail. But they are maybe one and done in the playoffs. They are every year. They're a fraud of a real contender to go to the Super Bowl. They're a fraud. They are leaking so much oil. It's all over the place. It is just, they're just an above average team. That's all they are right now. They weren't at the beginning of the year, but who have they beaten this year? But it's only who's on your schedule. But Dak Prescott's becoming the quarterback I thought he was. Just okay. Just a nice quarterback. But it's Eagles, Cowboys. And, man, I just hope that there's some, and there'll be some excitement tonight. There'll be some plays. And I'm sure Merle will talk about the young players out there and talk about that. But you better get your scorecard to figure out who's on the field for this game once you get to the middle or the end of the first quarter. And again, I don't even know how many starters the Dallas Cowboys are going to play. Mike McCarthy this week said he's going to play his starters. Well, he put some of the starters didn't travel. Some of them were put on the COVID list too close to the game, so they can't bring them back in time within the 5 days. But I don't know. What do you look for out of this game, and what does this game mean to you? And do you think they should play the starters? At least start them. I don't like playing a football game. I mean, it's a regular season game, and you're playing it like a preseason game. That's the part of it I don't like. It's just, oh, you worry about injuries. You didn't worry about injury anytime. You know, in the first quarter of a playoff game, a player can get injured. And one of the other things that I want to talk about today, a truth serum for you. I'm going to give people out there truth serum. There's a lot of people on WIP, and certainly a lot of callers, after about three or four games, wanted to fire. They buried Nick Sirianni. Wanted to fire. He's gone. He should be gone. He's one and done. He's this. You know, it's just, I can think of specific guys on the station that did that, and they just kind of ignore it now because they overreact. And not just people on WIP, but the people that call in, the fans. So what has changed? It's obviously changed. I can't believe that there's people out there that haven't changed their opinion about Nick Sirianni. What is it and I want the truth and nothing but the truth. What is it that changed your mind about Nick Sirianni? So we'll talk about that a little bit today. And this nonsense, this total absolute nonsense about signing Antonio Brown, that is a clickbait. That is one of the all-time clickbait moves. Clickbait moves to say, oh, the Eagles should sign Antonio Brown for the intel. Can you imagine that? Just to sign him, it would be ridiculous. And then you don't bring him in. Then what do you sign him for? It's complete farce. If you don't know things about Tampa at this point, after watching if you play Tampa in the playoffs, if you play Tampa, I mean, just give him some money and talk to him. Don't sign him. I wouldn't even give him money. The guy's a lunatic. I have a video I did when he was with a bunch of people at the Super Bowl in Miami on Friday or Saturday night before the game. He's out there. Looks like he was wasted in some way. I don't know. Maybe that's just who he is. And he gets off in his $400,000 car and drives off after BSing with the people. He was suspended at the time. But I don't want any parts. Even just to get intel. If you can't scout Tampa, assuming that would be the team you play in the playoffs, at this point, then you're not doing a good enough job scouting. And your players, I mean, the quarterback, and Tom Brady looks like he's getting old. And he's coming back next year. He's already told people he and Gronk are coming back next year. Tom Brady can't leave. But it was also nice to see or hear Antonio Brown rip Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the reason he got there. And Tom Brady just wants players around him. And I understand that. You think Bruce Arians really wanted to bring in Antonio Brown to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Not hardly. So we'll talk about that. Aaron Rodgers, again, he did something stupid after somebody else did something stupid. And two stupids aren't good. Mark Lawrence will be with us to take a look. Take a look at this weekend. This weekend, it's just, you really got to be careful. You can have some fun if you're going to bet the games, but you really got to be careful because you just don't know what teams are into it, what teams are playing, who they're playing. You kind of know before the game, but you don't, other than the quarterback, you really don't know. And our question today for the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers, since I had been on the last couple of weeks because it was Christmas Day and New Year's Day, we'll deal with it now. And I think it's pretty simple. The question's pretty simple. The best sports moment of 2021. The best sports moment of 2021. Moment. It can be a play. It can be a moment. It can be, you can expand it a little bit. If there's actual moment, which really isn't a play, we can deal with that as well. So that's the question today for the DeBruno Brothers $100 gift certificate. And I hope you enjoyed DeBruno Brothers during the holidays because there's nothing but great, great, great food. I stopped in a couple of times over the last few weeks. Every time I stop in, I want this. But you can check it all out, whether it's their catering. And I know a lot of people use their catering over the holidays because it is just so good. You can check it all out at DeBruno.com and check it out at any one of their six locations. So you got the question. You know what? Let me take a call before we go to take care of some business. And let's go to Clay. Clay, you're on WIP.
King, good morning.
Morning.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You know what I'm talking about. I surprised my season ticket partner with a cameo by the King. It was awesome. You didn't mail it in, pal. You did a great job. It was so great.
Okay, yeah. Now I remember the name. Yeah, it's just, I did those cameo things. Yeah, I'm like, you know, some people probably do a 30 or 40 second thing. That's all you really, they ask you to do. But I just, whatever. And, you know, you just want to have people enjoy it, whoever got it.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I was saving it for the tailgate. The game got moved. They came down. I threw it on the big screen. It was great. It was really, we got a kick out of it. So my sports moment is the last time the Eagles got on an airplane. Because everybody said about the schedule, you know, the last time they get on an airplane is a trip to Denver. And after that, we should be able to have, you know, finish 5-2 or 6-2 or whatever it was.
Well, here's the one thing I said at the beginning of the year. When you see the over-under, you try to figure out, okay, and, you know, where are they as a team? How many are they going to win? And I said this, I always look at the schedule. And I look at the travel at the end of the season. That's things I've been doing, you know, from when people bet games, that kind of goes into some of the things that you do when you bet. And when I looked at it, I said, they don't get on a plane basically the last half of the season, and that includes the bye week, which was late, but that's all part of it. And that is an advantage for the Eagles. Now, you know, could that help in the playoffs? Sure. Tampa is a shorter trip than L.A., so that could help. And a shorter trip than Arizona. I think Arizona is far-fetched to play them. It's either L.A. or Tampa, and most likely it's probably going to be Tampa. But it's a short, that's a short plane flight, too. So all that's an advantage. But I said it at the beginning of the year. I didn't wait till second half of the season. I mean, I kind of identified that when you bet on an over-under for a team.
That first half in Denver, that's when we looked at said, you know what, we might have something here. And the last time we played number 12 in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was a Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, that was that's a different kind of mentality. Here's the thing you have to remember at that point. They still had 500 and some yards on offense. It was Nick Foles who had one of the best, if not the best game for a quarterback in Super Bowl history, because the interception he threw wasn't his fault. It bounced out of, was it? Yeah, it was the bounce out of Alshon's hands.
Alshon.
So he had one of the greatest, if not the greatest game for a quarterback in Super Bowl history. But yeah, that was the Super Bowl. It was a totally different a situation. So I can't compare. Well, the last time they played, and Brady was different then than he is now. You can beat Tom Brady or you can beat the Rams with Matthew Stafford. They can win. They're on the road. The second game when you play a playoff game on the road is the tougher one, because now you're on the road 2 weeks in a row. And that's tough in the playoffs to keep on playing on the road. And that's what a wild card team is. But if that's your sports moment, that's obviously that. I don't even know where that fits in.
It was. I'm on the spot here.
Did you want to talk about Hurts?
Here's what I want to say. I think he has proven himself this season. From, you know, to use Nick's analogy, from the little flower that sprouted in week one to week 17, I think he's a maturing, blooming plant that we can put roots down with.
And everybody made fun of Nick Sirianni's one of his conversations in his team meetings, which was a really great team meeting for him. And it wasn't about a flower. Everybody made fun of that. And they're 7-2 since. But that has nothing to do with it either. It's the schedule that's part of that. But no, it's just you just try to get better, and the team has gotten better, and the coach has gotten better. But people just people gave up on the coach too soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Clay, Happy New Year. I appreciate the call, man. Thanks. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. I just want to give a shout out to the Borgata. Still an unbelievable, unbelievable place. We are not there this morning. There's different situations going on that, so we didn't do the show there this morning. We'll let you know whether we'll be there next week, but a shout out to them. And I know there's going to be a lot of people, even with a lot of these games not meaning anything, still going to be a lot of people at the Sportsbook. And, of course, Monday night, there'll be a lot of people there for the national championship game. And I'm sure that'll be a game that is heavily bet as well. All right, 215-592-9494. You come back, I'm just going to mention we have lost somebody, one of our people, and I'm going to mention that, and we'll deal with the week. And I really want the truth, the nothing but the truth, on the people that bailed out on Sirianni and what changed your mind. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 8:19.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike McCarthy. What a dope. The Cowboys, they always screw things up. That's why they're not going to win a Super Bowl. They're clearly not going to win a Super Bowl. It just they have good players, and they just make everything they do a mess. It is a mess. That's why it's so much fun to root against the Cowboys and all those dopey Cowboys fans in this area. It truly is unbelievable. All right, before we get back to the phones, I got to send my condolences. And people, I'm sure, remember the name. Remember the person, Bill from Mayfair. Bill from Mayfair passed away on New Year's Eve. I heard it over the last couple of days. I was told by a couple of people. New Year's Eve, he passed away. People remember Bill from Mayfair. And I want to send my condolences to his family. It's always terrible when we lose somebody that's part of the fiber of WIP. And there's been, it happens with people. You remember some that you've lost. But again, my condolences to the family of Bill from Mayfair, who shockingly passed away on New Year's Eve. So I wanted to make sure that I gave a shout out to the family and wished my best and hope they're hanging in there. And when something like that suddenly happens, it's always a tough thing to lose somebody, but that's really a tough thing when it's unexpected. All right, let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
I remember hearing that guy call in, and he is a good guy. I'm originally from that area, but I think I may know him, but it's a shame when there's a lot of really good, loyal fans in this city, and he was one of them.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring up the Eagles real quick, and I also wanted to thank you. I got my DeBruno stuff for the holidays, and it was just fantastic.
Cool.
I got my neighbor a gift from it, and it was really just fantastic.
Okay, but great. Now, you can't help but enjoy the stuff that comes from DeBruno, Bryce.
I mean, they had this salami in there. It was just,
it's great.
You take one bite out of it, and it's like you wouldn't believe the flavors. It's just, it's awesome. See, I'm Italian by name, but I know all the Italian foods. So, anyhow, we were talking about the Eagles on who they're going to start. Now, I heard you say that you don't think that they should start Hurts.
You know, I don't know that they shouldn't. I don't think they will.
You don't, okay, you don't think they will. Now, do you think that...
See, I want players to... I want starters to play. It's a regular season game. I'm so tired of this. Well, the game doesn't mean anything, so we'll sit everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you got to worry about him getting hurt.
And how about Jason Kelce? Are we going to start him for the streak?
Yeah, I've mentioned that. I mentioned that the other day. He's going to start to continue his streak. Tonight would be out of respect. I mean, how can you not? How can you sit him and break the streak? And tonight will be 122nd straight game. How can you sit him and break the streak because you're just sitting everybody? It's ridiculous.
So
now he won't play that much.
Does the rest of the offensive line start too?
I'm not sure. We'll find out tonight. But I would think that they'd want to start along with him to celebrate that.
And,
you know, they'll play maybe one series.
And
if to one series, you know, in baseball, you'd put them up there and then you take them out to get an ovation. But
right.
You don't realize when are you going to, if you really want to make it dramatic, and it's not breaking a record, but it's just continuing something. If you really want to make it dramatic, you call a timeout and you take him out of the game by himself and then put it in there. That would really be dramatic. And then the fans could give him an ovation. If that's what you're going to do, that wouldn't be a bad idea either.
I wanted to say to you, double doink, right?
Yep.
You know, double doink is the name of a racehorse that runs up at parks. The next time you see Dick Girardi, ask him, he'll tell you. And there's another one up there called, his name is Wentz. And then there's another one called Fourth and Spike.
Well, there's names of horses. There's one that's got something close to my name.
Yeah,
but that's all right. We don't have to go through all the names of the horses at parks.
It ran down at Laurel Park, that one.
But it doesn't matter. It does. Because people don't even go to these places anymore. They bet them, at the sports books.
Well, you bet them right online.
The
so
turf
anyhow,
clubs, yeah, right.
I drank the True Serum, okay?
All right.
And I never had a problem with Sirianni from the beginning. And you got to remember one thing. I'm old school. I'm almost as old as you. So I remember, and I told these guys during the week when they come on midday, that I could name at least 5 Eagles coaches that were worse than Sirianni after the 2-5 start we had this year?
Yep.
And I said, there's at least 5, and I don't want to name them because it hurts my head, and I get a headache when I name them and I remember them. So,
the problem with people is they have no patience.
That's it. There's no, and especially these younger guys, and I'm getting to that. I think, and I don't want to, I love WIP. I mean, I listen to your show loyally every week. I don't call in all the time, but I always listen, and I listen to one other program on here during the week, and that's it. I got to say, it's getting kind of repetitive that all these guys, they have no patience, and they also use words that are passed down to them from the older guys like you and Ray and maybe like this.
Well, whatever the case may be. So what were your thoughts about Sirianni?
Sirianni? I love Sirianni. I never had anything bad about Sirianni because even when he starts to get up there and talk about flowers, there's way worse press conferences.
And it really wasn't about the flowers.
It was
about
Detroit.
It was about roots and growing a base and, you know, those kind of things. It was a media exaggeration of what his meeting was like. And I talked to the players in that meeting, and it was just energetic. He had their attention. That wasn't the only thing out of the meeting, but yeah, people just didn't have patience about Sirianni. What's your sports moment?
Well, my sports moment, I really can't qualify for because I've already won. But I'll put one out, and you ain't going to like it anyway because you don't like this guy. I think the best sports moment of the year was Bryce Harper being named MVP.
No, I do like the guy. I just don't think
he
was the
MVP.
I don't think he was the MVP. I think Austin Riley was the MVP. But that's just me.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I don't like the guy. I just didn't think when you don't win anything and the Braves, I mean, how can you not take somebody from the Braves with what they accomplished? But I don't know. That was a moment. That's not really a moment. He was named that, but we kind of knew at the end. But I appreciate the call. Thanks for the call, John. Take care. Yeah, that's not. I wouldn't think that would be a sports moment anyway. All right, let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, you're right. That's not a sports moment, and I agree with you. It should have come from Atlanta, but that's another story.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean I don't like the guy. I think Bryce Harper's a good guy, and he had a really good year. I mean, there's no question.
Hey, Nick Sirianni and the Eagle game tonight. The Eagle game, I actually could have had 2 tickets to go to the game, and I passed on them for two reasons. One, if it were a Sunday afternoon, I may have gone, but a Saturday night, you know, get home till after midnight, and you're going to freeze your butt off, and it's a meaningless game, so I passed on it.
Well, but so this Dallas game doesn't obviously mean anything close to what it would normally mean for you.
Right. You going to be rocking the fur coat tonight?
Yes, I will. It's going to be cold out there tonight, boy.
It's going to be cold. Like in the upper teens with wind. So
I tried to get myself prepared. I went out after 8 o'clock last night and did some walking just to get in, just to get my body used to how cold it's going to be. Get my body used to how cold it's going to be tonight.
Yeah. Well, and you know, a lot of the hosts on this radio show, you know, after 5 or 6 games, wanted this, you know, Nick Sirianni gone. And you're right.
All right. So you were on board with Nick Sirianni?
I was ambivalent. I wasn't firing him and I wasn't praising him. I was just saying, let's give him a little more time. So I was sort of in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But Dave, you can't make a judgment after 6 games. I mean, I don't think you can.
No, but you know, there's not people that will admit it now. People were so impatient. You know, and the schedule was so front loaded. New coach, had to learn players. It was so many things different about that. I mean, it's people just overreacted. They overreacted. And he's actually, well, it's not much of a compliment. He's better than Mike McCarthy. He's better than the Cowboys coach because Mike McCarthy's an idiot. But he's better than McCarthy. But I think he's a good coach. Now, how good a coach he's going to be?
We'll
got to give that time, too. I think he's a good coach.
And another thing, I don't want to see or hear about Antonio Brown.
No, that was such a clickbait move. That was Elliott
that
threw that out there. He's one of the guys that threw that.
Moron.
Give him a break.
I don't know if he has mental issues. I'm not a doctor, but his actions say that he's not playing
with a
quarterback.
He's just not a good guy. He's just not a good guy.
And he was a good talent back in Pittsburgh, but right now, I don't want him on my team. I don't even want him.
Well, he was a very talented player in Pittsburgh, but ever since when teams just keep on getting rid of him, and the only reason that he was brought into Tampa is Brady, and then he bailed on Brady too. But it doesn't matter. He's just a bad guy
because he has no more income.
Well, but he still has some money. He hasn't spent it all. So, all right, what's your sports moment of 2021?
I'll pass because I won about 3 or 4 months ago, so let somebody else win.
Okay. All right. Hey, all right. Dennis, have a happy new year. For the DeBruner Brothers $100 gift certificate, best sports moment. Now, that can be a play or a moment, which may not be a play. So we'll deal with that. I see. We'll get back to the phones. Chuck, Tom, Josh, and I want to deal with Aaron Rodgers too when we come back. He is the MVP. I mean, it's not even close. It's not even close. He's the MVP of the NFL, but he just can't help himself either. It just, you get turned off with some of the things. You get turned off with some of the things that he does. And I think he's been the best quarterback in the NFL for years, and it was not Tom Brady. If I wanted a quarterback for one game, we'll talk about it when we come back. if I wanted a quarterback for one game. And there's more moments around this date in history that we're going to revisit when we come back. And Mark Lawrence will join us at about 9:40 to take a look at this weekend football. Difficult, but we'll take a look at it. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Howard Eskin here. And shout out to the Borgata. We're not there today, but always sensational. I miss you guys. Hopefully, if everything gets taken care of, the things that have to get taken care of. And, you know, it's the world we live in now, too, which is part of it. Let's face reality. But it's still a great place, and they try to do everything to keep things safe, as well as being the finest hotel casino in Atlantic City. And the sports book's great, too. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin, WIP Sports Time, here on a Saturday morning is 8:36.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Seven.
Here it is. It is 4th and 26. McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing. And it is caught by Freddie Mitchell. Short of the first. I don't know. Did he get it? Does he have a first down? He does. He does have a first down. He's across midfield, and he's into Packer territory at the 46.
What an amazing moment. You know, all these moments, the fact that I was there for these, and remember them, one of the reasons you remember them, you remember it, but being there, 4th and 26, I don't know if that he actually got it, because he caught it, and then it was just a slight bobble, and he was just short, but at that point, the Green Bay Packers deserve to get the first to lose the game because the Eagles got the first down on that play by letting them even get close to that. Freddie Mitchell's defining moment, January 11, 2004. That was the 2003 season. And they beat the Packers, and then they lost the following week to Carolina. But that was a big moment for Freddie Mitchell. It kind of made Freddie Mitchell more than he was. It's too bad because Freddie Mitchell could have been a nice, productive receiver, but he got too full of himself, and that was really kind of part of the problem. All right, let's go back to the phones. Chuck, you're on WIP. Chuck, good morning.
Yo, Howard, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, well, now we're pals, huh?
Hey, listen, let me tell you, Chuck, we always been pals, but I never said nothing bad.
You're cheating on the afternoon show coming on here in the morning.
What do you mean?
I thought you're like an exclusive caller to the afternoon show.
Yeah, I am. But listen, I was seeing you go way back. I've been listening to you for a very long time. I feel like I can call your show whenever I want to.
Absolutely.
It's a special call. You hear me?
Okay. Sure, if you say so.
Hey, listen. Let me tell you something about the Eagles, right? I want to talk about the Eagles, and I want to get to the Sixers for a second.
Sure.
If you allow me to.
Sure.
The Eagles are going to shock the world. You know what I mean? And I'm proud of Nick Sirianni. I'm proud of Jalen Hurts. I think the world of Jalen Hurts. We don't know what we have here with Jalen Hurts. I don't think we know it yet. This guy is going to be a stud. He's only in his second year, and he's growing right before our eyes. And I tell you like this, I don't care if we play Tampa Bay. I think we'll beat them any day of the week right now the way we play football. What do you think, Howard?
All right, well, so let me get back to Sirianni. Were you always on board, or did you bail like a lot of the people did after the first three or four games?
Well, I didn't bail, Howard. I didn't bail. I tried to say give a guy a chance. He's a rookie coach. But I did question some of the things he was doing. But I think that a lot of those things came from up top. But, you know, I'm not questioning Howie or Jeffrey Lurie, but I think a lot of those things, him trying to throw the ball, you know what I mean, and do all those things with Jalen that he's not really comfortable with now. Instead of trying to fit the offense around Jalen, I think he was trying to fit.
I think people overstate that the Eagles were throwing the ball because of what Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman wanted. Nick Sirianni coaches the game with his coaches the way he wants to coach the game. Does he know the feeling that the Eagles above him like the pass? Well, reality tells you you pass to get a lead and you run to keep the lead. And that's been the mentality of the NFL. And I think people overstated, well, Nick Sirianni's doing that because that's what Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman want. That was totally overstated. Now, did he have to learn his players? The other thing you got to remember, people say, well, you got to run the ball. Can you remember the flux of the offensive line, the injuries, yeah, the people in and out? That had to have something to do with it as well.
Well, it did. But listen, here's the thing, right? If he would have started doing that earlier, we'd probably be sitting at a 9-5 record right now.
Well, I don't know about that because I don't know if the offensive line was good enough with the changes, with injuries and guys getting hurt. It didn't stabilize even with backup players in there, which now are going to be starters. I mean, Landon Dickerson's going to be a starter, but he was a rookie. He was a rookie, and he came off an injury, and he didn't play. I don't think he played at all in the preseason, so he didn't play. So Chuck, you overreacted a little bit too. With you got to do this,
I
and you got to do that.
Nothing. I told you already. This guy, Nick Sirianni, I think I was on board with him. But some of the things I questioned. Now the guy I'm questioning now, going into the playoffs, that I think is going to be our Achilles heel is Jonathan Gannon. He has to be a little bit more aggressive, Howard. He just has to, man. You can't sit back there and play the defensive play against a guy like Tom Brady.
Well, Tom Brady, you can't blitz Tom Brady because he knows how to get rid of the ball. So people say, you got to blitz, you got to blitz, you got to blitz.
He don't have nobody no more down there. We should be able to have a little bit of an aggressive game
plan. He's going to get – I tell you what, you want to leave people – if you want to try to get the rush from your front four, and if you do that and you have more people in coverage, turnovers are the whole game. Especially when you get to the playoffs. And by having more people in coverage, you get turnover. I'm not going to question him. You, Chuck, me, and anybody that calls in is not smarter than Jonathan Gannon. I think he's a good coach.
Gannon is overrated. I'm not going to say it now, but we lose in the playoffs, it's going to be because of him.
Well, let's see what happens when they get more.
Real quick, Howard, I want to talk about this jackass Daryl Morey, right? This is why I want to talk about him. Sixers, right? We're in a 6-game winning streak right now, right?
Yeah, don't against nobody's.
Yeah, I know. But listen, is the job of a GM is to get your team to be the best they can be, right? Or to sit there and wait for somebody else's problem open up, then make a trade. Daryl Morey is an overrated moron. Yeah, that's what I called him.
Well, I don't think he's a moron. I think he's a fraud. I think he's a fraud because he's never done anything really significant as a president or general manager of a basketball team. Houston, he left them in a shambles. He takes credit years and years ago for James Harden, but they're the only team that had cap room to be able to get him when Oklahoma City traded him. That's his only thing he's going to hang his hat on. He made that great George Hill trade last year at the deadline. Don't forget about that.
Wow. Really great trade, right? But I tell you like this, right? I don't think the Sixers are going to ever make the finals with Joel Embiid as our best player. And I say that to say this, right? He's not saying he's not a good player. He's a good player. He is. But, first of all, we're playing in the league right now, Howard, where centers are obsolete. You know what I mean? We are playing in the league. We need good wing and point guards in this league to actually go out and do
something. You got to play with more athletic, I'll say athletic, centers that can run the floor. He's going to score points against these teams because these teams stink. But when it comes down to the play, it's the same thing with this team. And Daryl Morey, he's not a moron because he's a smart guy. He's a nice guy. He's a smart guy. However, he's got no guts. He's playing chicken with this Ben Simmons thing, which is totally ridiculous. He's overvalued. He overvalues his players. I've heard that from people in the NBA. And he ought to be taken out in handcuffs for stealing money from the Sixers. $12 million a year. And then you got that. You got another guy as head coach, Glenn Rivers, who is not a good head coach either. The team is not in a good place right now. So,
hey, listen,
and it's not a likable. Right now, it's not. Chuck, let me ask you this question, Chuck. Do you like the Sixers?
I don't like them. I don't like watching them. They are not relatable. They're not personable. I hate this team. They're going to play as simple as that. And I'm a Sixers fan. I relate to teams like the 2001 Sixers. They was a fan. They had the fan base.
Yeah, you're right. It is hard to relate to this team. And the NBA is a terrible, terrible product. It's an awful product. All right, Chuck, what's your biggest sports moment of 2021?
When Ben Simmons didn't dump that ball on a 6-foot guard, and that made me realize how much of a waste of human life.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Chuck. I'm going to register you for the Bruno Brothers $100 gift certificate, even though that's kind of a bad moment. It is a memorable moment when he didn't dunk the basketball. All right, Chuck. Hey, have a happy New Year, Chuck.
He's a treasure.
It's a treasure, Glenn Rivers. Is he a treasure now, Glenn? Is he a treasure now? What a joke. What an absolute joke. All right, let's go to Tom. Tom, who's in Alabama. Tom, what's happening?
Morning, Howard. Thank you for taking the call, my friend. Certainly hope you're doing well.
Yep.
Hey, you know, as far as that deal with the Sixers, I mean, I'm not even going to say, but it's been botched by Daryl Morey, $12 million a year, truly. I wanted to save a call, Antonio Brown, for you, and I'm not going to stay on him for just for a minute. Let me go ahead and get it out. First of all, I'll stake my reputation as a caller when I say anybody says Terrell Owens had too much class to ever even think about pulling a stunt like that, and he had too much integrity for the league, the profession in which he chose and which he was compensated for. And, you know, as far as Roger Goodell, his hands are tied here, but I feel like if it would have been back in the day when Pete Rozelle was the commissioner and it wasn't about the medal or psycho, I should say, for him, you know, he would have been, he should be blackballed either way, and that's it.
Well, yeah, I think it's illegal to blackball him, but if a team signs him again, it would be the most ridiculous, stupid, asinine thing I could think a team would ever do. He's done. He's got to be done. You know, you can't just look at talent and ability. And he's not as talented as he used to be. He's still got ability. But the negatives so far outweigh any positive of him being on a football team. Because you know he's going to bail and he's going to go crazy on you at one point or another.
Yeah, he's going to bail on the team that stuck their neck out and got him a Super Bowl ring when the best quarterback ever says, to come on over to my house and all. And then he's going to dog the dude on the way out. Oh, hey, that dude's dead to me, man.
He's not a good guy. He's clearly not a good guy. So do you care about this game tonight, Tom?
Well, you know, of course I care because it's the Dallas Cowboys and we got humiliated in week three. But if I'm Sirianni and a rookie first-year head coach that was at 2-5 and the wheels coming off, driving on me with a tablespoon of oil, I mean, I would want to say to my boss, you know, 10 wins instead of 9 sounds better, to my fan base, to the free agency crop that's going to be available. I don't think it's going to affect our pick. And, you know, I just don't see. It's a shame, especially for the people that paid their hard-earned money for tickets and gas and parking and everything else that, you know, I would field a team that starts, okay? If they get ahead, put second, third, I don't care if you put the practice squad in there. But the Philadelphia Eagles need to win tonight, and there's no way around it if you ask me.
All right, Tom. Hey, I appreciate it. I think they should play the starters too. But again, I'm not the coach. I'm not the organization. It's a regular season game, and you should play their players. I'm not worried about injury. You know, that's, you play the game. If it happens, it happens. But and maybe you don't play them the whole game, but I would still start. I would start the starters. I would start the starters. Hey, Tom, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in, man. Have a great weekend and a happy new year. 215-592-9494. What does this game mean to you tonight, Eagles Cowboys? Do you want to see the starters play? And truth serum, who bailed out on Nick Sirianni, and what, I'm assuming you changed your mind. What changed your mind? And I got to address Aaron Rodgers here when we come back as well. 215-592-9494. Howard Eskin here. WIP Sports Time is now 8:56.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.